All right, Ruth Pointer is coming on the air. Tommy, you know Ruth Pointer?
I do. How you doing, girl?
She's not on the air yet.
Oh, okay.
We had technical difficulties.
Okay, okay.
She's calling, but she's got a book.
Her memoir.
Her memoir. Still so excited. My life as a Pointer sister. Mm-mm. I'm so excited.
All those years.
Yeah. She opens up, it says, for the first time about the troubling stories behind the music, the cocaine-dusted road of fame, and how she finally reached sobriety and a near-death experience.
That's what brought her to sobriety in 3 years, and 30 years later.
And she made side chicks funky. Bet you got a chick on the side. No, you got a chick. Bet you got a chick on the side. Blank, blank. Made it funky.
Yeah.
How long do you think they've been around, Tom? She's been around. That's got to be 50 years.
Hey, Ruth Pointer.
Hey, Tom.
There she go.
How you doing, Ruth Pointer?
Oh, my God. I was so excited to talk to you.
And I just can't fight it. I'm about to lose control.
But we think we...
And you think I we like it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And we got a friend of yours here, Tommy Davidson.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tommy.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
This is so good for you, girl. This is so good for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You've been through so much, Ruth Pointer, and your family, your sisters, and your story and everything. What made you finally decide to sit down and tell your story?
Well, I've been, you know, people have been approaching me for years to write a book, to tell my story. And I tried it at one point with another person, and it just didn't work out. So I just kind of shelved the idea for a few years. And the opportunity came to me again just last year, year before, for a small short story project. And we got into it, and he said, God, there's more to this. I know, you know, and so I jumped at the opportunity.
Okay, now give us some of the juicy details that are in the book.
yeah.
Tease me.
Well, you know, I'm a recovering drug addict, alcoholic, for one thing. And I come from, a background of domestic abuse and trauma that I really didn't think would affect me later in my life, but I think it may have, you know. Mm. And made just some crazy decisions throughout my life as far as relationships and using substances that I really had no business getting into, but somewhere in God's mercy, he spared my life and allowed me to have five beautiful children, five marriages.
and it says here you had a near-death experience?
I did. I was infected with viral meningitis in 1984. Mm. And it was a direct result of abuse, drug abuse, that had really beat up my immune system. You know, I was just telling someone the other day that, you know, when people start using recreational drugs, it never occurs to you that it's going to stop you from eating nutritional food, and you're not going to take care of your health properly because you just don't think about those things. You know, and later in life, it rears its ugly head.
Did your sister's death have a part in that, too, in your deciding to change your life or to tell your story, rather, because you had been clean and sober by the time your sister passed?
No, it didn't. But that was definitely a real, you know, traumatic time for all of us because June had suffered from depression long before we knew anything about the particulars of that kind of mental illness and before even, you know, our culture would even embrace, you know, things like treatment for it. Mm-hmm. And we just watched her kind of dragging her along through our career, which I think was something that was good for her, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to have a wonderful life with us.
Was it fun during the heyday of the Pointer Sisters?
It sure sounded fun.
Yeah, it sure
sounded. It was fun.
I'm listening to all these tragic stories and stuff, and all your music just sounded so much fun. I'm so excited. Bet you got a chick on the side and all of that.
Hey, we had a good time. I don't deny it. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, as crazy as it was and as induced as I was having the time of my life. I mean, I had been in this family, this Pointer family with the ministers and religion for all my life of don't do this and don't do that. And once I got grown and away from the house, I wanted to do everything.
And got away from your daddy, the preacher, and all of that, because you were a PK. Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Like, oh, Lord, bring it on.
How much fun was it working with Richard Pryor on that car wash set?
Oh, God, that's definitely a memory, a highlight of my life. Richard was so much fun and so genuine.
He was the funniest man in the world, yeah.
And smart, you know?
Yeah.
And just so down to earth. I mean, he just did things that no one else really thought of doing, and it just came natural for him.
You worked with Sammy Davis Jr. too, right?
We only did a television show, the Dinah Shore Show, if you can remember that.
Mm. I remember that.
With Sammy Davis Jr., and then he was hosting
Sammy. Sammy, do you remember that?
You know what? I'd have to point back to that point in time. I mean, there was more than one pointer sister, and I only had one eye to point at them. So I wouldn't know that, but I got excited, and I lost control. And my eye thinks he liked it.
Stop. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Ruth Pointer, this book is so good. I haven't finished it because it's one of those that you don't want to finish.
It's juicy?
It's so good. And telling your story, and I know, you know, you about telling your story to your children might have been difficult, but thank you so much for sharing this with us. It really,
You're
I'm
so,
so excited.
And I just want to shout out to Tom. Congratulations to all your accolades, the Civil Rights Hall of Fame, the official R&B Music Hall, BET Humanitarian. I'm so proud of my brother.
Oh, thank you, Ruth Pointer.
Sounds like you're going to write your book next.
All right, Ruth Pointer.
It's called Still So Excited.
Go ahead, girl.
My Life as a Pointer Sister. It's really good. Congratulations, Ruth Pointer.
Thank you. I love you all.
Love you too,
babe. But you got a chick on the side.
I know you got a chick.
I know
you got a chick on the side.
Why did you do that one?
But you got a chick on the side.
Chick on the side.
It was all on Don Kirshner's rock concert, high as hell.
Welcome to Don Kirshner and rock concert.